Today, March 18th, is the feast day of one of the great bishops and doctors of the Church, St. Cyril of Jerusalem, a great 4th century pillar of orthodoxy, really one of the greatest teachers of his century. St. Cyril was born in the year 315 into a Christian family in Jerusalem. He received an excellent education. Then he was ordained to the priesthood. And one of his first jobs was teaching catechumens and preparing them for baptism at the Easter Vigil. And his writings that we still have today, they give us the ritual and theology of basically what we now know as RCIA. See, this was reestablished after Vatican II and resurrected after Vatican II, this process of beginning in September and going to Easter. As you remember, maybe back in the 40s or 50s or 60s, there was always convert classes, like convert instruction. Sometimes that would be done one-on-one with the priest, sometimes maybe even in a group setting. But after Vatican II, the Church went back to the writings of the early Church Fathers, such as Cyril of Jerusalem, today's saint, and read his writings, his instructions. For example, he would hold 24 catechetical classes, lessons, to prepare people for baptism at Easter. In fact, very similar to what we do today. Here at our parish, we also have 24 catechetical lessons covering the truths of the faith. And during this time, the catechumens would be preparing by prayer, by some fasting, and by lessons and classes, and then they would enter the Catholic Church and be baptized at the Easter Vigil, exactly what we do today. So Cyril of Jerusalem, his writings, give us this ritual of the ancient catechumen classes and the theology that was contained in those classes. Well, then he was chosen to be Bishop of Jerusalem in the year 348, and his major problem then was dealing with the Arian heresy. The Arian heresy was started by Father Arius, a Catholic priest who became a heretic, who denied the divinity of Christ. And pretty soon this heresy spread really like wildfire throughout the Church. That by the time, during the time of Cyril and St. Athanasius, most of the world had become Arian. Most of the bishops, most of the priests had bought into this heresy which denied the divinity of Christ. And so it was up to St. Athanasius, St. Cyril, and a few others to try to bring orthodoxy back into the clergy and among the bishops. Because of their holding on to the orthodox teachings, Cyril was exiled, banished on 3 different occasions from his diocese and had to go into exile because of the power of the emperor and the power of the Arian bishops. In fact, he was bishop for 35 years, and 16 of those 35 years he spent in exile, suffering for his faith. Eventually, he was able to come back and spent the last 8 years of his life as bishop in Jerusalem. And he attended the Council of Constantinople in 381, which promulgated the Nicene Creed, which is what we pray every Sunday at Mass. St. Cyril died in the year 386, about the age of 70, was declared a doctor of the Church in the year 1882. So again, the 2 great things we learned from Cyril is the teachings on the catechumens, preparing them for baptism at the Easter Vigil. And secondly, his great defense of the divinity of Christ against the Arian heresy. And thanks be to God, because of the work of Cyril and Athanasius and a few others, the Arian heresy was defeated and the Church was able to promulgate the Nicene Creed, which defends the divinity of Christ, that Jesus is God from God, light from light, true God from true God, one in being with the Father, and that is the Orthodox teaching of the Catholic. So we ask St. Cyril of Jerusalem to pray for us.